hope you're tucked in, cause you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hello, you little devils. It's Dr. Sue bringing you number 3 in our countdown to the end of the Summer of Domination here on In Bed. And I've saved some jewels for you. As a matter of fact, in the series finale, I'll be turning the tables on a very kinky interviewer. Ooh la la. So even though the summer is wrapping up, boo-hoo, there are still some very special ladies coming your way. And my guest on this show is one such lady. Dominic Chiara brought us Mistress Malvasia about a year ago, and thank God she did. Not only is she formidable, but she's funny as hell. Plus, you'll also hear a very open and honest discussion of polyamory, or polyamory, whichever way you want to say it. Almost like a polyamory for dummies. So grab a drink, adjust your sound, and put a pee-pee pad under your butt. It's time to enjoy Mistress Malvasia right after this. Maxim magazine calls it one of the 100 things to do before you die. The Los Angeles Times calls it the mother of all Halloween blowouts.
Saturday, October 31st, Halloween night. At the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, it's the 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball.
That's right, fellow freaks. The Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, and the insanity will be mind-blowing. 3 giant rooms on 2 levels provide you with 6 hours of erotic intensity and entertainment, featuring the Psycho Circus, Phantom's Lair, the Red Room of Pleasure, and the Human Zoo, along with the hottest DJs in Vegas and LA burning up the dance floor. And don't miss the Lifestyles Expo, where you can pick up all your kinky toys and meet some of the sexiest folks in fetish. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is going to be huge, and I've scored you a discount on your tickets. Simply go to wanttickets.com/rubber to save $10 on each general admission ticket you buy. Get your tickets now, because the price goes up the closer it gets to Halloween. Right now is the best time to buy. Go to wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER to get your discount. And don't forget to grab your VIP tickets for even more freaky fun while you're there. That's wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Halloween night. Join me, I dare you. Here is Mistress Malvasia.
Well, you guys, I have another treat for you today. The wonderful, the amazing Mistress Malvasia. Is that right? Malvasia or Malvasia?
Malvasia.
Malvasia. I love it. It's just so cool. I love all these names. So do tell, because you just told me there's a story behind it. So what does it mean?
It's an Italian sweet white wine.
And is that indicative of you?
It is.
There he go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Italian, but, you know, I am sweet.
That's okay, you can take it.
White as shit.
And if you have too much of you, you'll become intoxicated.
That's very true.
So, do tell. You said you, okay, because I've been asking all the girls, if a sub comes to you and wants to speak to you, first of all, how do you like to be addressed?
Usually, I prefer mistress or miss. It really just depends on what they're into, personally.
So you're not a big stickler on if they want to call you Dom or Domina or whatever?
No, I mean, I'll take whatever. I mean, I'm pretty loose with whatever. I mean, as long as it's, you know, proper and they keep up with, honestly, grammar, really. I am a grammar Nazi, though, so.
Hey, that's okay. I'm down with that.
If your punctuation isn't correct, my God, I will I will correct you. I'm like a school teacher.
Oh, that's awesome, because I can't stand it. It's just, and we're only getting stupider, we're not getting smarter, yeah. Which is kind of scary.
Yeah, like if you message me and you sound like a lolcat, I just can't. I just can't deal with it. Like, I'm picking up, sorry, like, I know I'm a mom, but I just can't. Like, I just can't. I'm not going to accept you if you sound like a fucking idiot. Just, no thank you.
No, seriously, I'm laughing because I feel your pain, like, my friend, you know. Because like the emails that you get, you're just sitting there going, okay, first of all, this is an email. This is not like text. Text, I will give you a tiny bit of leeway.
Oh, I won't.
But.
Oh, I am terrible.
No, I will give you a tiny bit of text leeway, but I will not give you leeway when it's in a email, because why aren't you using spell check? Why aren't you, like, come on, come on.
Oh, yeah. Outright, if you don't know the difference in your yours, we're done.
Or twos.
Yeah, right? Oh. No, and then they get mad at me, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you just messaged a pro-dom, and you're getting upset with me for being mean. Right? Excuse you.
But you can't get as upset as I get with myself when I do it. If I'm typing really fast or something and I put in the wrong there or the wrong two, I'm like, oh, God, you're so stupid.
Right?
But God. God, you've just become what you hate.
Oh, yeah, I still check every message before I send it. I'm like,
right? I
you're
know.
Not one of them.
Reread them, you know, make sure that you're not intoxicated while you're doing your emails, because that kind of stuff can happen. It does happen. So how did you get your start in being a dom?
Honestly, I've kind of always been into it. I was a lifestyle dom before.
Were you? Cool.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's a personality thing. I definitely love doing it. It was a stress relief beforehand. And then I met Princess Kiara. Mm-hmm. And I found out she was doing it pro, and I was like, shit, I'm doing this for free? I mean, there's that old adage, don't do anything if you're, you know, what is it? Fuck, it's early. I'm going 1 in the afternoon. Sorry, this has been straight up before the crack of noon.
We've run into this already. I always try to schedule most of the appointments in the afternoons and evenings, because if you live this lifestyle, you do not get up in the morning. I do not do mornings either. You have to, like, beat me to get me up. Like, it's like, no, sorry.
Right, like,
we're all like night owls. It's so weird.
Well, I mean, because that's when most of the people are up doing, you know, their sessions and whatnot. I mean,
yeah.
I was just up with Kiara up until like 6 a.m. the other night. So, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. If you're good at something, don't do it for free, basically.
Well, but you didn't know, so that wasn't your fault. You were just following your heart, which I think is so much cooler. Like, were you, let's go way back to when you were a little kid. Were you a bossy little kid?
Oh, yeah, I was a total little brat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, here's the first example. Like, I was explaining the other day to my husband and my boyfriend that, like, my first kiss, my mom was telling me that, I guess, a little boy came up to me and stole a kiss, and I punched him. That was it. Like, I didn't, you know, like, my mom was like, oh, yeah, he just came up to you and kissed you, and I turned around and socked him and knocked him on the ground. Like, that's just me.
That's brilliant.
I was just a little brat, you know? I don't know. I've just been always a snot, and I just don't take shit from anybody, so, I don't know, it made sense to just kind of do this.
Well, so how do you fall into being lifestyle? Like, what did you do?
I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where you're just clicking around on the internet, man. You know, you're like, oh.
No, but, like, you were doing it for free. So you were doing lifestyle. So you, did you have someone living in with you doing some stuff?
Oh, no, like, it was more, like, going to sex shops and finding things, and, like, my partners were kind of into it, so we were mm-hmm. kind of experimenting on our own, basically.
Right.
You know, like, just kind of testing the waters and going, you know, hey, is this a thing we like? Yes. Is this a thing we like? Fuck that. You know, like, let's not ever
right.
do that again. So let's just put that under the bed and never speak of that again, you know?
God, and that happens with so many different things.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I'm kind of the mindset, it's like, I'll try anything once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a few, you know, things that I'm like, no, I will definitely not do that. Like, I, you know, there are certain things that I'm like, obviously, I will not do that. But, you know, there, I'm pretty open to almost anything. Like, I just, and there's things that, you know, as I've gotten older, that I'm like, you know, yeah, for sure, I will definitely, that I really didn't think that I would when I was younger. So, that's interesting. So, I'm kind of curious to see where I'll be, you know, like, when I'm 30, 40, 50, you know, down the road, because I'm pretty sure I'll keep doing this. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can eke a living out of it, then what the hell? Like, you might as well.
I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, I've seen plenty of older women that are just rocking it, and I don't see why I won't be one of them.
Well, that's the thing, is that everybody now, when you age, aging is quite different than it used to be. So it's actually kind of interesting, and the number of people who are having kids in their 50s, which I think they're mentally insane, but hey! More power to you. You want to do that? Go right ahead, because it actually extends human life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird through the wormhole Morgan Freeman moment. But, yeah, just, it's interesting. But, yeah, I actually wanted to do an entire series on domination and aging, because I think the older doms, what people do is they discard them. And the problem is, in our society, in Western society, we do not revere the elderly. And I'm not saying, like, okay, if she's 80 and whipping a whip, okay, go right ahead. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm saying be reasonable. And guys are discarding them after they hit 40. And you're like, what, are you stupid? Because all the really good doms are, that's experience, my friend. You want the experienced doms. Like, why are you just, well, no, I just want the tits and ass.
There's a site, and I'll send you the link afterwards, but there's a site that Kiara and I are on, and my God, there are some ladies on there that are, I think they're in their 40s, and they are beautiful women, and they are very, very experienced, and they're doing very well.
Exactly.
They're doing very well. And one of them, I mean, my God, I mean, I'm a dom, but Jesus Christ, like, she is, I have such a lady boner for her. Like, holy crap, you know, like, she looks like an Esmeralda type gal, like, she should be, like, crystal balling it, you know, like,
oh, so cool.
Right? And I'm like, oh, man, lady boner, like, just, you know, she... just fantastic. So yeah, like I hope that, you know, I can contribute to that, like, as I get older. But at the same time, like, I've had a lot of people, like a lot of my clients too, like, they don't believe me when I tell them how old that I actually am. Like, they don't believe me. Because I'm a lot older than I actually look, but, you know, that's also because I have the good Swedish genes, so, you know, I got that going for me, so.
Yeah, that's actually very, anything Scandinavian, we tend to, from over that part of the pond, tends to age pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've got way too many J's and H's in my last name to, you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going on 30, so.
Piece of cake. 30. You're a pup. You're a fucking pup.
I'm a pup.
Don't even go down that road with me.
I think I'm 21, you know, so, hey.
I know, it's awesome. Like, who cares?
That's fine. You think I'm 21? That's fine. I'm going on 30. Whatever.
And it's hilarious, because when you're 21, you want to look older. It's just like, are you kidding me? Stop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was in high school and I was 16, I had guys that were hitting on me, and they thought I was 21, and they found out, and they were like, oh, never mind. Yo, babe, you know?
Holy cow. So when you meet Kiara...
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Like, how did you meet her? What happened? And you guys probably will remember Kiara because she's been on a couple of shows prior. So if you haven't, I'm quite sure I will put the link in so that you guys can go and visit her as well.
Oh, yeah. You'll have.
So how did you meet her?
We're actually dating the same guy.
Okay, so a lot of the girls have been getting into their sexuality, and I think for you guys, it's really cool. I want it out there, because what I'm finding so interesting and so cool is the fluidity of everybody's sexuality. Very few people are going, yes, I am 100% hetero. Yes, I am 100% gay. I am this. Everybody's going, I am whatever I am. I am whatever I am in the moment. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, do tell.
Yeah.
What's going on? Because you guys live a poly life, do you not?
Yeah, yep, we're polyamorous, and I am married. I've been married for 12 years to a wonderful man, and I am dating Kiara's boyfriend, and we're engaged, and we've been together for over 2 years now, and we all live together, and Kiara's actually my best friend, and yeah, so it's kind of crazy and nuts, and I've actually been kind of going after this gal as well, so I've got, like, this girlfriend, and then potentially a young, like, 20-something virgin boy that I've been after too, so...
How do you find time to work?
I don't know. I don't sleep.
Obviously.
Right. I don't sleep ever anymore, so that's fine.
That's insane. Okay, first obvious questions to people listening to this who do not get what poly is. They're going to be sitting there going, why the hell would you... You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be going, okay, why, you're engaged, but you're married, but you're, so, like, are you one of those Christian Baptist types that sit on compounds and do that stuff? Like, what is that?
Okay, so basically, polyamory is basically having the ability to love as many people as you want, as long as everybody that is involved is, in...
Down with OPP.
Well, they're in the know, and they're informed, and they're okay with it. And there's really only any kind of restrictions as long as you have set them. So, like, unlike what the Mormons do, which is polygamy, which is very different, they're all kind of forms of...
It's the same sort of beginning, but at the same time, it's branched off in different ways.
Yeah, there are different flavors of open relationships, but... Right. Polygamy is where a man can have multiple wives, but the wives cannot have relationships from their end. Whereas, like, say I could date Kiara if I wanted to, or, you know, my husband and my fiance could date if they wanted to, or whatever. Like, it could be all intermixed. We don't, but if we wanted to, we could if everybody said, hey, let's sit down and talk about this. Like, that's the thing. There's many different flavors. And, like, within polyamory, there's many different types of polyamory. There's triads where, you know, it's just three and it's closed, and those three would date all three of each other, and that's a closed triad.
Right.
And with the type of polyamory that our family particularly practice, it's kind of an offshoot of what is called polyfidelity, where we all just don't go fuck around and, you know, fuck anything that moves. It's kind of we all discuss, like, if, you know, like, say I'm interested in somebody else, if that person isn't good for me, my family's going to have a huge say in that. So, like, if I'm, you know, if I go on this date with somebody and they go, I don't know, I may never see that person again. Because, you know, I've been with these people for a long time, so if they see something, they're going to have a huge, huge say in that. So that's kind of how polyfidelity works for us. That may not be how it works for someone else, but that's how it works for us. But yeah, it's hard to explain poly to people because there's so many flavors. It's like, that's why I explain it as flavors. It's like 31 flavors. It's like ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, it's so different for so many people. But I'm glad that it's getting out there because so many people assume that, you know, it's like, oh, it's poly, you know, it's like the, you know, sister wives. Like, I get called
sister wives so much,
and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. It drives me nuts. Or they assume that, you know, we're all having crazy sex orgies, and it's like, no, that's, oh my God, we have the most boring lifestyle ever. Like, seriously? We go grocery shopping, we come home, you know, I make dinner, and we play video games, and then we go to bed, and bed is usually, someone is on the couch, someone is in a different bed, and then, you know, like, it's so boring. It's like monogamy, but there's just a few more people involved. Like, it's nothing special, I promise. It's really not.
Well, the first thing that's, I got a couple of things that come to mind, because remember, I'm being average Joe here.
Okay.
I get it, but average Joe doesn't get it. From someone's outside perspective, I would be looking at this and going, okay, it's hard enough to make one relationship work. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck would you do this with all these people? Like, it's mind-boggling. Like, you sit there and go, okay, really? Now you've got so many balls in the air, how the hell can you stand it?
Well, I mean, it's really not that hard, though, because the way that I look at it is, like here's a good example. Like, say, because I want kids someday.
Right.
Say, you know, say little Susie comes home and she's got homework. And mm-hmm. Say I don't know how to do the homework. And my husband is, you know, a math major, and he can help little Susie with her math homework. And she has a different homework assignment that is English that I don't know how to do. But my other husband, you know, went to school and has a literary degree. Well, he can help her with her English homework.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Well, I can see where it would be cool because you've got all these, you've got the diversity of having all these different people, but isn't it hard trying to keep everybody happy?
No, because communication is key. And communication is it's really not that hard if you sit down and have a conversation like an adult.
But a lot of people can't do that. And that's, I think, what needs to be put out there more so is that this isn't for everybody.
No, and it's not.
Nobody's saying that it has to be for everybody.
No, and that's the thing. I don't think that anybody is bad and wrong for not being polyamorous or, you know, or being monogamous or whatever. I don't, you know, you do you, whatever it is that you gotta be, that's fine. You know, if you want to be in a relationship, you don't want to be in a relationship, it's fine. Poly is, like, don't get me wrong, it can be hard. Because if you don't communicate, oh my God, it's very hard. But that's what makes our family work, is because we have made it a rule that you have to talk about the hard stuff, even if you don't want to. And that's what makes it work, is that we do talk about the stuff that is the stuff that nobody wants to talk about. Like, of course it sucks. It's very hard, but that's what makes us so successful, is that.
Well, how do you deal with something like jealousy?
Jealousy is a mask of something else. Mm-hmm. It's not actually jealousy. It's another issue with the mask of jealousy over it.
Well, it's usually an insecurity somewhere.
Yes. Like, I found where I have insecurities of certain things, and it crops up and it looks like jealousy. So it's not actually jealousy. So I'm not worried about the thing that I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes up and looks like jealousy. So when I actually talk about it and I go, oh, I'm not actually jealous. It's just this dumb thing. So when I talk about it, it comes out, it's fine. And it's fixed with 15
right.
minutes of talking about it.
And I think that's key with any alternative relationship, and being, alternative being anything other than hetero. If you are in an alternative relationship, you have to understand that more so, even more so than a regular plain old vanilla hetero relationship with two people, communication is so incredibly key. There is no time in alternative relationships for stupid head games, or the classic, which I see being played on both sides all the time, which is, well, he should know how I feel.
Oh, yeah. I didn't play that shit when I was just with my husband anyway. Like, that was the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that this type of communication is period with any relationship, like, even if it's just plain vanilla monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's why it wasn't a big deal, period, with relationships, is it's just, I don't know, I don't do head games, I don't play that shit. I feel like that's the one thing that I feel like all relationships should have, is just no games, communicate, be adults.
But in a polyamorous relationship, and being polyamorous,
mm-hmm.
Let's explain the fact that this isn't something that someone wakes up and decides to do, because I think that's a misnomer, too. It's not like a religion where you go, I think I'm going to adopt this. It is actually how you feel, right? It's how you feel. It's like you don't have those boundaries that say, no, one person, I only, you know, I'm not sharing, or, you know, you don't have those boundaries. They're just not there, right?
No. Some people make the decision to do that. You know, they think about it and go, yes, that's maybe a thing I want to try.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people like that. For me, for example, I just really don't feel that way. Like, I never, you know, like when I was with my husband, you know, like when we first started out, like he and I were always kind of the people that were like, you know, hey, you know, look at that girl, you know, look at, she's really hot, you know, or I'd be like,
right,
look at her rack, you know, look at, you know, I'd point out a hot girl to him, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so like the whole common, you know, jealousy or, you know, I'd catch him, you know, like looking at a girl or whatever and be like, oh, you know, what are you looking at? You know, or he would do the same thing to me. Mm-hmm. So that really wasn't there. So I don't think that was ever a thing for me. Or like, I remember being like in grade school and, you know, liking multiple boys and going, why do I have to choose? Why can't I have them all?
You know,
like being a little girl and being like, why choose? Why can't I have, you know, Jimmy?
And that's also coming from your bossy side too. It's like, wait a minute, you're not going to tell me I can only have one. That's bullshit.
Yeah, like why? I like them all. They all great. So why do I have to choose? You know, but then there's certain people, you know, where they go, okay, you know, like they think about it logically and go, okay, no, this makes sense. I would try it. And there are people that try it and go, yeah, this is a thing I can do. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, and there's people that try it for a little bit and go, you know, yeah, no, this is a thing I can do, but it's, you know, maybe a little too much work and they don't want to do it anymore. And that's fine. You know, it's a either or kind of situation.
Another thing that comes to mind from a DNS perspective is if the relationship, because to me, it reminds me of relationships by committee. If that's the case, how can you be dominant in a committee-based relationship? In other words, if you have to make sure, okay, so you find this guy and you think he's really cute and you bring him home and you want to date him and everybody goes, poo, we don't like him. Tough beans. But if you cave to that, doesn't that mean that your domination is now caving to that relationship? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, we're all dominant, so it's kind of...
Oh my God.
Yeah, right?
I can't even imagine that. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of just dominant, headstrong assholes. It's kind of like living with a house full of bulls.
No kidding. I honestly, I could not conceive of that. I would be like, everyone would be fighting.
But in our...
I don't know how you do that.
It's hilarious. It's like a sitcom up in here.
It's gotta be. It absolutely has to be, because nobody's gonna cave. Everybody's gonna be opinionated. Oh my God.
We cave on our own certain things. Like, we all...
It's hilarious.
We all just... I don't know. What it is we all just kind of own... We pick our own things that we are like, this is our thing that we will not cave on. Like, for me, it's the kitchen. My God, get the fuck out of my kitchen.
Okay.
Before I did this, I used to be a professional chef.
Right.
So I'm like Gordon Ramsay, my God, get the fuck out of my kitchen. So that is like my domain.
That's your domain. That's where you are. That's your thing.
And that is where I have my 100% say. But for the most part, because my fiance and Kiara's boyfriend, that is also his say. So he and I... And he is also a very good cook, so we go in there and we make the family meals and everything, and we usually do most of the grocery shopping together, and we plan and do our thing in there. So, like, and I'm sure if you've looked at my Twitter or anything like that, like, I do random posts where, like, I'm cooking, or you've seen pictures of I've had submissives buy me groceries from Whole Foods. Like, that's just, you know, that's what I do, because I go to Whole Foods and chef out and buy, like, you know, $50 prime rib roasts. That's just what I do.
Yeah, exactly, because that's your idea of fun. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, it's also good stress relief. So, you know, like, I don't know if you follow food or anything like that, but, like, I have the exact same kitchen knives as Alton Brown. Like, that's just...
And you want to know what's hilarious? I'm the exact dead opposite.
Oh, wow.
If I didn't have to go into a kitchen for the rest of my life and just live with a toaster, I'd be fine. I just don't fucking care. I don't give a rat's ass. You can feed me bread and water. I just don't care.
Oh, well, you'll have to come over and I'll cook for you.
And the thing is, you can't, the problem is, there's no appreciation of, oh, look at all the work that went into it, because I don't care. Mm. It is so I don't care, it's off the charts.
Oh, well, challenge accepted. I've had so many people tell me that, or things about, like, food. They're like, I will never eat that again. And they go, how'd you make me eat that? It's so good. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's not that I don't appreciate the food when it's put in front of me. I just don't care if it ever gets there. I don't care. And not from a standpoint, I'm a pig, but I'm a pig of really simple, easy, just grab it and eat it things. I don't want to sit there and fluff and fold things.
Oh, no, like, that's the thing. I don't, that's not the kind of cooking that I do. I kind of, like, do the, like, Paula Deen Southern Mom kind of cooking.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
home-style cooking.
Yeah, I do that kind of stuff. So, like, I do the very traditional, like, because, like I said, I'm Swedish, so I do the very, like, Southern European
mm-hmm.
stuff that makes you think of home.
Right.
So, like, yeah, when you eat it, you're like, oh, my God, I feel good about everything, and I don't ever have to worry about anything ever again kind of food. Yeah, like, that's where I'm at.
Well, let's bounce back to the poly again,
yes.
Because let's look at, because you guys aren't just in, like, a hetero-poly relationship.
No.
You guys are, is everybody bi?
Kiara is, my guys are not, I am pansexual.
Okay.
Which means I don't give no shits about your bits.
Right, exactly. It's almost like you don't see them. Like, explain what it feels like.
Honestly, it's mostly about your brain. I really don't
know yeah.
what it is that is attached to you. I mean, you could be a brain in a jar. Mostly, like, I have a really interesting thing for me. It's I'm also demisexual, which
mm-hmm.
means that I kind of don't have any kind of sexual attraction to somebody until I am in a kind of, like, romantic relationship with someone, and then I find you sexually attractive.
Yeah, that makes, and you know what, I can relate to that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, so I just don't, it's really funny when someone goes, am I attractive? And, like, I just met them, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, I know what the stereotypical, like, yes, you're attractive, like, society says you're attractive.
Right, but you're not thinking just visual. That's the point.
Yeah, because I'm not, like, you could be, you know, what society says, you're as attractive as, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, yes, you're clearly, you know, an 8, a 9, a 10, whatever. But me personally, I just don't care. I don't care. And if your personality sucks, that's going to change a lot. Like, you could be as, you know, as hot as Brad Pitt or whatever. If your personality sucks, I don't care. Like, you're just going to drop. You know,
well, the person almost becomes non-existent.
Yeah, because if your personality sucks, I'm not going to want to do anything with you.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And then again, if you're a brain in a jar and your personality is awesome, I'm going to dry hump your jar. Like, I just, you know, like, it's just not works for me.
And I think that's because so many people put the sexuality first.
Yeah.
Whereas what you're doing is you're not doing that. You're putting the sexuality way, way, way down because it's not necessary for you.
No, it's just not.
You can remove it, whereas most people can't. The first thing they do is, well, fucking hot, I want to date her. I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
I don't know. You explain it.
Yeah, it's so weird to me. And it's weird when someone comes to me and they're like, hey, you're fucking hot. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. And it's strange because I also don't see myself that way, so I don't see how others can look at me that way when, like, I guess, like, I know that I am attractive as well, but...
But explain it. That's got nothing to do with self-loathing.
Yeah.
It's just the way you think. It's not like she's sitting there going, oh, God, how could you think I'm hot? I'm ugly. I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
That isn't what's going through her head.
No. It's, like, I know that I am attractive. Like, I know that, you know, according to, you know, like, Da Vinci's standards and all that shit, you know, yes, my face is attractive, I get it, but
mm-hmm.
to me, like, I'm like, but I'm more than my physical being, I am more than my squishy bits, like, I am more than that, I'm more than a pair of tits and a pussy, like, I'm more than that, how about you look on the inside?
I was just going to say, it's more to you, when someone goes, wow, you're really hot, you're looking at it going, the first thing I would imagine that goes flashing through your head is, how can you say that you don't know me?
Yeah. Immediately. And it's really yeah. funny when I call people out on that and they get really butthurt and then I have to play with them and it makes it really irritating. Like, I have screen caps on my phone. I save them and I post them. It's very entertaining. Like, I have so many of them of people being like, well, you're a bitch. And it's like, ah, I love it. They get so butthurt and it makes me giggle. Because they do. They get so frustrated when they get called out on being, like, you know...
Superficial?
Yeah!
Yeah.
It's like, but seriously, like, you don't know me. You don't know me.
So how can you say that... Yeah, 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 I get it.
And it's like, come on, like, you know, or they want to meet up or whatever, and it's just like, come on, I don't know, like, get to know me first, I don't know. It's dumb. It's dumb and it's stupid, and I think they're dumb. Like, that's just the short answer. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it.
But no, I think you've explained how you're thinking better, because people don't understand it. So it's easier if you can explain, well, that isn't how I look at it. This is how I look at it, and this is how I think about it. Makes it a little bit easier for people to get it, because you can go, oh, okay, now I get it. I don't necessarily subscribe to it, but you don't have to.
Yeah, and it's even funnier when I go about and I explain that to them. Like, the people that are like, oh, well, you're hot. And then I explain to them, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I don't work that way. And they go, yeah, but you're hot. And it's like, oh. I'm like, all right, well, this one's too dumb. I can't argue with stupid, you know? Like, yeah. I'm just, like, face-palming. I got another dumb one on the line here, you know? It's like, all right, well, delete, great. You know?
So that's actually a good segue right there. So what are you doing? Like, you're doing domination now as a full-time job?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's a few things that I do here and there. Like, I do my art and stuff like that. Like, I do, I have art that I make and shit that I sell mm-hmm. on the side because it's fun and it's my passion as well. And that's the other bit that I do. And I like to go to conventions and stuff because I'm a huge geek as well.
Explain. So you're a geek, so, like, you go to, like, Comic-Cons?
Yes, I go to Comic-Cons and, like, anime conventions and junk.
And is that what your art is?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. So can subs buy your work?
Yeah, if they want to.
Can they commission you?
No, I don't want to draw shit for them.
Okay. Yeah, because it'll all be disgusting anyways. It'll be something you don't even want to draw. More than likely. Like, come on. Dude, what are the odds that they're going to ask for something intellectual? It's not going to happen. Seriously.
Yeah, so it's, but yeah, like, there's a few things that I do. But yeah, like, most of that's just kind of, like, separate bullshit that...
And you haven't been doing this long, either.
No, I haven't. Like, it's only been, like, a year now, I think.
Yeah.
Is it only two?
So do you do sessions, like, are you going to do real-time sessions, or
no? I have, actually. I've done, I did one. I did one real-time session. Most of the guys just kind of, like, pussy out.
Now, are you affiliated at all with debauchery?
I'm not, unfortunately.
Are you thinking of it?
I'm thinking of it. I've thought about going there, but I really want to open up my own dungeon. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm very...
There's that control freak again.
See, right? Like, I'm very much my own person, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I want to do my own thing. So I've been working with Kiara, obviously, buying our own furniture and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited. We almost got a freaking cross thing the other day. And yeah, I know. I'm so excited. Like, we're getting little pieces of furniture slowly but surely. So hopefully within the next couple of years, we'll be able to have our own play space. And
ooh, now that'll be fun and very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And our fiance, well, my fiance, anyway, he makes toys. Like, he does the leather working and whatnot and makes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he does some very fun things. So hopefully.
It's like a whole big fetish family. It's so cool.
Yeah. Like, and we, you know, we've trained a few people and stuff. So we definitely have some people that would be working for and with us as well, so we'll have a bunch of, you know, just, it's just a big kink-friendly family.
So, okay, but if someone wants to do a real-time session now, can you do them? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, tell everybody where you are. Detroit area?
Yeah, like, Detroit area, Ann Arbor area. Like, I really don't care. Like, I'll just kind of travel, you know, like, but I do require meetups. Like, I like to just kind of go out for coffee and just kind of talk. I have a place to go to. I actually meet up at Panera, of all places. No, because there is a place in Ann Arbor that I found, and I've been to this place multiple times, and I have found that this one particular place in Ann Arbor, that nobody gives a shit about anything that you say. Like, I have seriously had a serious DS conversation about the raunchiest shit in this particular Panera, and nobody listens to anything. They're all too busy having their regular vanilla lives to notice anything you say.
Oh, brilliant.
It is hilarious. Like, I have had the loudest DS conversations, and either they're so mortified that they don't want to say anything, or they just don't even listen. Like,
They choose to do now.
Yeah,
those
so
are the
many
best.
People are like, oh, but you know, it's in public, and they don't, you know, they're so scared about getting noticed or whatever. People are so busy with their own lives, their own studying or whatever, they're eating, whatever. No one is paying attention to you. I promise.
So the Panera in Ann Arbor, in case you guys are wondering, is a great place to be invisible.
Right, yeah. It's on Washtenaw in the Whole Foods Shopping Center.
Okay. And I hear that I'm supposed to be thrilled with the invisibility thing, being as I am Sue Storm, right? Is that right?
Right.
I had honestly no idea that this was a comic book character. It was like, oh, you're in comics. I'm like, what the hell are these people talking about? I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Go away. I don't even know what you mean. And I found out I was supposed to be invisible, and I was like, oh, that would be so cool. I actually wouldn't mind that superpower. That would be awesome.
Yeah, just go there. Go to that Panera. And, like, yeah, there, I don't know. And it could also be, too, that it's, like, that like, hot spot of, like, Ann Arbor douchebagginess. Nobody pays attention to anybody in there. Like, they all just, like, look down their noses. Nobody pays attention to anything. So it's perfect. Like, I really, because I live in Ann Arbor, so everybody, like, I know where the spots are where nobody pays attention to anything. In that spot, no one. They just don't give a shit. Like, I've been there. I'm trying to think of how many meetups I've done. I've probably done around, like, 20 or so. Mm-hmm. And nobody pays attention to anything. Like, seriously, the one guy that I've actually done a session with, I brought some of my, like, foot dust powder where, you know, like, where I take care of my feet and buff them. And,
right, right.
I dumped some of that on this dude's salad, like, and he just ate it in the middle of Panera. No one did a damn thing. Nobody noticed, nobody, nothing. In the middle of the day, it was, like, 4 p.m., just nothing.
That's a good story.
Nothing. Nobody, everybody's just going about their day, just nothing. Drinking their coffee, doing homework on laptops, nothing.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I know so many clients are like, but we'll get noticed. No. Nope.
No, that's the joy of being a university city, though.
Yeah.
Everybody minds their business for the most part.
Yeah, nope.
Everybody's so damn busy that they can't even be bothered noticing what you're doing.
Nope.
So what kind of kinks are you into? If a sub is going to come to you, what will you do? What will you not do? And that's even, like, because you do online domination, too, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of online, but mostly, like, I really want to get into the real-time. Like, I really do. I love it so much. Like, I did the one session, and it was a foot session. Like, I love this guy so much. Like, I do keep in contact with him now. Like, unfortunately, he can't serve me currently because he has a girlfriend. But we still do keep in contact because I like to kind of keep a tabs on my real-time clients the best I can, because I want them to feel like they can still come to me, but
mm-hmm.
like keep it as close as possible, but you know, we obviously have our, you know, our own lives and whatnot, and I don't want it to be like, oh my god, we're besties, but,
right,
you know, but I want them to feel like maybe like a therapist, you know, they can.
Yep, that they're cared for.
Yeah.
That's all anybody wants.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I told them, I'm like, hey, you know, if your girlfriend's ever a cuntbag to you, go ahead and, you know, just come back, you know? Like, I don't want him to feel, like, left out or, like, I forgot about him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he messaged me on my birthday, like, that kind of thing.
So, and in the online world, what are you doing mostly?
Mostly, like, it's hard to say because I just, whatever.
So whatever anybody calls up, you're willing to discuss it, you're willing to go through it, it doesn't really matter to you, with the exception of the obvious. I mean, you can't do, you know, incest and pedophilia, and
yeah.
Technically you shouldn't be doing any kind of excrement work, but...
Yeah, and I don't...
Some people do.
Yeah, I don't like the bathroom shit. I just really don't like the bathroom play, like the pee and the... I don't like that. Like, that's just not my bag. Like, even if it comes to real time, like, that's just not my thing. I have a lot of guys ask for that, and I'm like, please no. Like, now, here's the exception for real time. I will pee in a jar and dump it on you. Like, fine, whatever. It may or may not be my pee. It may not be my dog's pee. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, like, I'll get someone to pee in a jar for you. It might cost a little more. But, you know, like, I just, I don't know. I'm a little swept by that. Like, I just, I don't, whatever, pee, I don't know. It's just weird to me. So, I just pee, poop, not my bag, really. So yeah, not like kids. And then when it comes to online, I really have a thing against people wanting me to involve what I consider innocent.
Oh my God, thank you for bringing this up. We brought this up the other day. Where were we? Oh, no, it was, who brought it up? Sinai brought it up. The fact that a lot of DOMs, yes, you're going to hear me, and yes, I'm chastising you bitches right now. You should never involve the wife, the girlfriend. They don't know what's going on, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get it if a guy's like, can we fantasize about it? Okay, fine. But, like, I don't, you know, if he's like, well, you know, can, I don't want to involve someone if they can't sign a contract or they can't, you know, whatever. I don't want to deal with it. Like, I do some blackmail, but, like, I never do anything with it, you know?
That's the thing. You don't necessarily, I don't know. What's happening is, and there's an influx of women who are getting these guys to jizz in the shampoo bottles, jizz in the cream rinse bottles.
Right.
Use the toothbrush to shove up your ass, and they're using obviously the wife's toothbrush.
Yeah.
Or that's bullshit. Okay, I get the draw, but come on.
Yep.
It's beyond, and to me, that's not domination. You start involving people that don't know that they're involved, that's not domination anymore. Now you're just a douche.
Yep, and that, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that at all. And that's a serious limit for me. Like, it really is, because I find that to just be straight up douchebaggery. I don't like it.
It's not necessary. You can go there mentally. You can go there in fantasy.
Yeah.
You can role play it. Fine. But the chicks that are doing this, who are actually, you know, posting pictures and, oh, look, there's his wife's toothbrush up his ass. You know what? I'm going to let you ladies know something. Do you want to know why these guys are doing that? Because they don't have the fucking balls to break up. That's where it's coming from. Nope. And if they can get you to tip them over the edge or to get caught so that they don't have to be bothered, you know, being a man and confronting their wives, they'll get you to do their dirty work, and that's all. So now you're just being a bitch.
Yep, and that's not a thing. So, yep, I'm just not a fan of that. So that's mainly a thing. But, like, some of the stuff that I have been getting into that I've actually been looking at getting certified, if I can. It's really hard in the state of Michigan, unfortunately, but I've been wanting to do, like, piercing. Piercing, blood play, that kind of thing. So I want to get into that because I know that a lot of DOMs actually have no fucking clue what they're doing.
And they're doing it. So, my God, please, you guys, when I'm going to warn you this 1,000 times, when it comes to any kind of domination real time, let alone medical domination of any kind, for the love of God, check for certifications, please. It's the same with hypnodoms. I implore you, check to see if she has certification, because if she doesn't, bad things can go wrong, and you're fucking with your mind, and that's really stupid.
Yep, and on the note of that, Kira is certified for hypno.
Yep.
That is important. But yeah, I'm looking to get certified for, because one of my best friends is a professional piercer. So.
Awesome.
I'm looking to do that because, yeah, I've seen so many DOMs that are doing piercing and shit, and I'm like, oh, you're not doing that right, and I know you're not doing that right, and I'm like, come on. Because I'm pretty modded up myself. I mean, I posted pictures of my tattoos and whatnot, and yeah, I'm just like, oh, you're not doing that right. Like, good God.
So we need to fix that.
Yeah, so I know it's going to be a long time coming for that, because I know that's going to take a lot of fucking work, but I'm willing to do it because I want to do it right, so.
And do it right from the first point.
Yeah, so I definitely like that. But yeah, like, I don't know, personally, I love foot guys. I love kink. I mean, like I said, I did it for fun for so many years, just for funsies, so kink is...
So spanking, sissification, cock and ball torture, all of it.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm lining up a session that I've been talking to for a guy for a while now that wants some serious CBT. Like, hardcore, serious CBT, so that's going to be a fun one, so I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully that'll be coming up in August, I think, which will be a fun thing to do. Hopefully he actually goes through with it. And that's the unfortunate thing I found is a lot of guys, they're like, yes, 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 okay, I can't do it anymore. They get too scared.
Exactly.
So.
Which is totally, that's just human nature.
Yeah, which is...
We want stuff in fantasy, but when it's served in reality, it can be a lot scarier to have to go through.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand. I mean, you're basically being like, yes, beat the shit out of me. And then they're like,
You know, and they don't really know you from shit. I will say it time and again, it takes balls to be submissive.
Yeah, oh, it does. It really does. And that's, you know, and that's part of it too, is like, I'm also a switch, so I know. I know how hard it can be, and that's why I am so patient.
What do you say to people who say there's no such thing as a switch?
Bullshit.
Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, actually, for saying that, because I get pissed with that, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's complete bullshit. I mean,
if you want to think about it, okay, every single human being on the planet is a switch. Why I say that is because no one is 100% dominant and no one is 100% submissive. We're on a sliding scale. It will depend on circumstances, people you're with, what you do, and what mood you're in.
Yeah, it depends on the day. There are days where I'm like, roar, and I will be the dominant, and I don't want it. And then there's days where I'm like, I just need a hug.
Well, and that's the basis of a lot of the guys who are in corporate America who are in dominant positions all day long. They're alpha males all day long. And then when they come home, they just want to drop to their knees, forget about it all, not have to think, and have everything basically just tell them what to do, and they just don't have to think. They don't, you know, it's too much responsibility.
Exactly. That is exactly what they are. They're not submissives, they're switches. That's exactly what that is, and that is 99% of our clients.
And the other thing is, though, too, you can be sexually submissive and alpha the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I mean about the fluidity of sexuality, is nothing is written in stone. There is no one who is 100% hetero, 100% this, 100% that. It does not work. That's the reason why people get so frustrated and end up committing suicide, is because they're trying to fit into these nice, neat little boxes, and there isn't one.
Nope.
Because we aren't meant to fit into tiny little boxes with little labels on them. Okay, I'm getting off my soapbox now.
It's okay, I'll help you down.
Okay, thank you very much.
But it's, you know, it's true. It's very true, and
you know what? Being pansexual, what do you think of female supremacy?
I don't.
You're dominant, yet you're a switch, so you get both sides. Do you think women are the be-all, end-all, all-encompassing beings on the planet?
No.
I don't either. That's okay. I don't either.
I don't, and it's really funny when I don't know. Like, it's fine if other people do.
Yeah, no, if that's your bag, go right ahead, own it, be it, try not to be a douche about it, because they tend to be zealots, but it, you know... And please try not to hate men.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, it's really odd to me when the people that are like, you know, oh, the female supremacy, and then they're like, I hate men too, and it's like, but you don't have to hate men. Why you gotta hate men too?
Yeah.
You know, like, I just, because I am what I am, like, I just kind of love all beings.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So that's why I figured you wouldn't be down with that just because of that.
I have the biggest issue with people having, when they love something so much, they have to break something down in order to love something so much. That's my biggest problem. And that goes with, like, feminism, too, where people have to be such crazy feminists that they have to hate men so much. It's like, why do you have to? Like, why can't, you know, or that goes for anything in general. Like, it's the same thing with body shaming. It's like, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, there's the skinny shaming and the fat shaming. It's like, you know, you have to lift up, you know, chubbier people so much that you shame the skinny people. It's like, why?
Yep.
It goes with everything in life. If you love something so much, you there in turn have to shame something else. Why? No, stop it.
Just stop.
Just stop being dumb about it. I don't know. People are... Really, this is what this comes down to, is that people are dumb.
You know what? That's becoming the... opinion du jour of pretty much everybody I've been interviewing is that most of us, honestly, we love men, but at the same time, we hate humans. It's just, you just sit there and going, really, really? Human beings are such disgusting little creatures. They really are. Yeah. We really are. Yeah, I am one too. But we're disgusting to each other.
You really are. I'm like, that's why, like, I love animals.
That's the other thing. Yeah, most people who are introverts, despite the fact that you will be an extrovert, talking to many doms, they're introverts.
Uh-huh. Oh,
even though you're coming out as this huge figure and you can command a room, but at the same time, it's like, okay, when this is done, leave me the fuck alone.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. It's so very true. Like, it's, people ask me all the time afterward, like, when they find out I'm a dom, they're like, but you're so quiet. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, how do you do it? And I'm like, it's just, like, acting.
Well, it's like, it's acting, but it isn't. It's a part of who you are, mm-hmm. that you allow out and out to that forefront and out to the, because to say that it's acting isn't fair simply because if it was, I mean, there's a lot of girls out there that are just pretending to be dominant and they're not and they ruin the whole industry. But
yeah, right.
It's more coming from the fact that, yes, you can still be an introvert, yet at times be an extrovert, which is the basis of Hollywood, my friends. You'll find most of your big actors, they don't want you around. They're just like, I'm going back in my hole now until the next movie. But yeah, no, and I think most doms that I have spoken with anyways, that I've noticed, have a huge affinity to animals.
Oh,
they love animals. It doesn't matter what it is, reptiles. They can be furry. They can be feathery. It doesn't matter what it is. Each one adores animals.
Yeah, like, here's another fun fact about me. I have a certification for reptile handling, and I have all the pets. I have a zoo. I have a dog, I have 5 cats, and I have 3 snakes.
Very cool.
So I have, I technically could go work at a zoo if I wanted to, and when I choose to, I will go get my degree for herpetology, which is a degree for reptiles, because I have that want. I want to do all the things with my life.
And you know what? Like, you've got so much of your life left, you can do everything you want.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I love animals, and I love snakes, and that's basically the long and short of it is, but yeah.
And it's a good thing. Just ask Martha.
Yeah. You said that so perfectly. It's a good thing. Oh, God. That's too spot on. It's terrifying.
I know, right? I haven't done the time she's done, so.
Well, that's good.
Exactly. I'd like to think I'm a step up from Martha. So, anyways, is there anything you want everybody to know before we say ta-ta?
No, I don't think so.
Of course, we will have all of the links.
Yeah.
To all of your social media, Night Flirt, all the ways to get in touch with you, your website, everything will be available on the show page. So if you want to connect, you will be able to do so.
Hooray!
So thank you very much for being on the show, my dear.
Oh, of course.
I just love her, and it's clear to see why. Her poly family loves her too. She's smart, hilarious, and a whole lot of fun. So if you're in the Detroit Ann Arbor area, definitely schedule a session with Mistress Malvasia. And hey, you never know, you know, like you might even end up getting Dominic Chiara at the same time. All of her info is on her show page on InBedWithDrSue.com. And I guess, TikTok guys, we're now down to 2 shows left. Who will they be? I'll leave you guessing for right now, because it's time for me to jet out of here. Don't forget to tweet me your comments on the shows you listen to. I love hearing from you guys. In the meantime, I'll be back on Monday night with number 2 in our countdown to the end of the summer of domination. Ciao, my darling.